Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prinzing Show. Here we are once again in rainy Colorado. I lived here and was born here and been here my whole life, and I'm ancient history, and I've never seen this much rain in this state. So we'll have to mark this down in our time capsule when someone finds this program today. Today is the 8th of July, and it's raining like I feel like I live in Florida or on an island. So there's the weather report straight from the Prinzing Show. So welcome again. It's, again, Wednesday, and it's the Prinzing Show and not the printing show. It's an ongoing running joke that people think I'm in the newspaper business, but it's actually my last name. It is German, and it is Prinzing with a Z, like zebra, as opposed to a T like Tom. So for those of you new to the show, it's T like Paul, R-I-N-Z like zebra, I-N-G, The Prinzing Show. If you ever want to contact me, I am an intuitive physical and mental rehab expert. And my website is, can you believe it or not, theprinzingmethod.com. And we'll be talking a little bit about that method today. My guest today is Bonnie Lucara, and she is the CEO of her company. The name of her company is Commute Matters. Her website is commutematters.com, and we'll find out much more about her business in a minute. So there's your intriguing concept for a moment. Bonnie is also a long-term client of the Prinzing Method, so she's going to give us, of course, her sense of what that is from a client perspective as opposed to me from a practitioner perspective. So we'll talk a little bit about both and see how the Prinzing Method has helped her and how she thinks it might be helpful to other people. And I have a new aspect of the Prinzing Method that I do now over the phone because I have a clair auditory aspect of what I do in my work and a clair kinesthetic. Most people know the word clairvoyant. I'm not that. Don't take me to IMAX because I'll get dizzy and throw up. So I don't do anything with seeing things clairvoyantly. I get it more from a sensory perception with regard to how I work with people physically and mentally. So we're going to have two really fascinating topics to talk about today. And as always, the Prinzing Show is here to promote everybody's best market niche and to spread good news and to help people. So Bonnie and I, of course, have very similar feelings on that aspect, where we really want to kind of improve the planet and help people and make it a better place to live. So let's bring on Bonnie without any further ado and see how she is today. Hello there, Bonnie. Are you there?
Hi, Marlene. Yes, I'm here.
Yay. Is it raining where you are?
Oh, yes. It's rather gloomy and has been all day.
I know. It's most odd, I must say. I feel like I should do some sort of magical The Prinzing Method dance to turn the water off.
Yeah.
It's a little too much water, as a lot of people have experienced. So let's ask you first, how long have you been, even though it's on and off, so the listeners don't think like you see me every day, have you been a client? How many years have you been a client of the Prinzing Method of what I do?
Oh, my goodness, that's always a tough one to answer. I would say it's probably it's easily over 15 years and probably pushing 20.
Oh, okay. So I think this is good for listeners to know because I have had clients and guests on who have known me for just a couple months. And so give a little insight to the listeners about why the heck would you continue to do such a thing for such a long amount of time?
Well, man, you only have 30 minutes. I'll see what I do about it. Marlene was taught yoga classes many years ago, but they were never, I had not taken yoga classes before, so I didn't back then have much to compare it to, but I soon learned that it was not your typical yoga class because whether there were three of us in the class or seven or eight, which was always the most, she followed each person's body, and so we often were each doing something a little different or sometimes very different if somebody needed something quite different. And So the class was not preset with a preset number of moves or positions, and Marlene just followed our body so that we got what we needed out of the class. We got restructuring, we got rebalancing, we got grounded, whatever it was we needed. And then, let's see, the original question, why did I keep going?
Well, you got it.
Because I have some body issues with a crooked spine and a tilted hip, and yet I'm very physically active. So to stay physically active, I have to be tuned into my body. And Marlene allowed me, you know, through her to keep learning how to tune in, and then she keeps giving me tune-ups.
There you go.
So,
see, I like that. I love that. I think that's a wonderful explanation, like body tune-ups, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
And you've always described it as unwinding, too.
Oh, yes, unwinding. And that's a more difficult one. You're an advanced student.
Yeah.
But, you know, because some people don't get that concept. They're like, what is she doing? Does she have an old tape cassette at her house and she just unwinds shit? Or what is she doing?
It's unwinding old patterns so that your body can develop healthier ones. And I guess that's part of it, right?
Yeah. The two important aspects I think you mentioned were unwinding. The quality of unwinding is actually called somatic tracking or somatic experiencing, where I do have the ability to sort of read and track both body language and body tissue memory. So that's what gives me the ability to unwind your body, if people are wondering how the heck I'm doing it. And then the two modalities that the Prinzing Method has, you know, been derived from over the years are both yoga and somatic processing or somatic psychology or body psychology. Somatic, of course, is just the Latin word for body, for those of you not knowing that word, which I know a lot of people don't. So the other thing you mentioned is that the yoga classes you originally took were individualized even in a group. So I think that's an unusual concept for people to understand. So tell us a little bit more about that, other than you had said we were perhaps doing different things, but how was it that it was individualized for you in a group?
Yeah, boy, not sure quite how I can say. I'll try to say more about that. So, you know, you would have us in, again, I never learned all the names for all the yoga positions, but you would have us in a specific yoga position, and you would say, Bonnie, you need to do two on your right side and one on your left. Or Eric, you need to, you're going to give Eric a prop because his hip needs to do something different, and you're going to have him just keep his legs up. And, yeah, so everybody would just do what their body needed at that moment. So,
oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's a wonderful description. I think that is, because that's what the Prinzing Method needs, really simple, basic understanding and explanations, because some people think it's complicated or they don't know what it is or it's mysterious or some people call me the voodoo lady because they're not quite sure what I'm doing.
It's so straightforward. Marlene talks in such simple language, and it's never complicated to understand what you're doing.
Good. So, yeah, it's not necessarily me that's complicated, but perhaps the understanding of the method to the general public is sort of complicated if they don't know me or if they don't have any experience of it.
People can be a little nervous about something that they don't quite understand. But when you meet Marlene, the moment you meet her, you're at ease and you just talk and you go along with it. I've brought people to her classes before, and they're just astounded at what they get out of it and how, and why didn't I do this before?
Oh, right. And, of course, there's a time and place for everything, so everyone finds it when they need to find it. So that's good. So I appreciate that, and I'm glad you have had some benefit, and I'm glad that you shared it in such a wonderful, simplistic way. The other sideline to this, for people who want to get a little bit of experience about it, is, I would say there's twofold. One, I offer intuitive readings over the phone using the clairauditoriness and helping people in a guiding kind of way, whether it's their body or their life. So that's an option. And, of course, they can connect with me at my website. The other one, which you've done, is back in the day, it used to be a CD, but now it's I'm so high-tech, I can't stand myself. It's an MP3 download for purchase on my website as well. And it is an hour of yoga guided by just my voice. And then it's been tested through my thesis research so that everybody is pretty much doing the same thing by just listening to me as opposed to watching something. So tell the listeners if there's anything about that that you appreciate or that's different about the CD or the MP3 that's been helpful to you.
Sure. It's, the most important thing is that you're following your own body because you know the most about what you need. And so by doing it with just the audio, it allows you to tune in better to your own body, which is something we all could do better at. And you actually are able to give yourself what you need with Marlene there guiding you, but you're really the one giving yourself what you need.
So could you call it an aspect of self-awareness?
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's huge, yeah.
Okay. Or even could we call it awareness training?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So here's where I'm going with this topic. I believe that people who come to me, as do everybody that needs whatever it is that they need, the teacher will appear when the student is ready, in a sense. And I think people who do come to see me are invested in awareness and in self-awareness in a process for them, their own self and their own development and their own sense of who they are as people. And that is going to take me into the discovery of your business, because I think you are the kind of person who is aware, who is invested in self-awareness, invested in helping others and the community. And you've developed something, I think, that requires awareness. That's very fascinating to me. Again, it's the name of Bonnie's business is Commute Matters, and it's a fascinating way to help large businesses and or chain store kinds of businesses. And what it is, and I'm going to give a tidbit, and then we're going to have Bonnie give a little more specific tidbit than I give. But what it does is, for example, let's say Chipotle's is all over the place, or Home Depot or a company like that, and their employees are perhaps spread out all over the place, and some people are driving 5 minutes and some people are driving an hour. So Bonnie had this wonderful, I'm going to call it an awareness cons company, had someone and or some piece of software and or some sort of assistance from a company, which would be Bonnie's company, that could then help all of the employees of this franchise begin to redistribute the employees to perhaps everybody has a 5 to 10 minute commute to their home. Not their home. Maybe it is their home because they're their home. But they have a 5 to 10 minute commute to the job, which I guess can be the same 5 to 10 minute commute back to their house. But the benefit to that. So tell us about the benefits. Like, what would be, obviously the listeners are probably, their minds are churning and thinking, wow, that is a fabulous concept. So what are the benefits to that?
Yeah, my goodness, Marlene, I love the approach you took to describe that. And, wow, I'll have to re-listen and use that because it was beautiful. It just makes sense. Yeah, in a way, I think you even said redistributing. So certainly, well, let's see, I can get sidetracked pretty easily. Benefits. So, the benefits are in three main areas. Benefits to the employees, benefits to the company, and then benefits to the community. So the employee benefits are obviously people save time and they save money, but they also reduce stress by driving a lesser distance, so they're stuck in traffic less often, or they're stuck in bad weather conditions less often. And there are plenty of studies out there that show that traffic increases stress, and the longer the commute, the more the stress. And actually, the lesser somebody commutes, the better their health is. So that's pretty interesting. So employee commute benefits are very substantial, and we've even worked it out to where we know that about the average person that participates saves about $5,000 a year and saves about, $5,000 miles of commuting a year and about $3,000.
Pretty big benefits.
Yeah, but then there's the community benefits. Obviously, if every employee participating saves 5,000 miles, what we know is that, like in the Denver metropolitan area with 30 Home Depots, if about 30% of their workforce participated, there would be a 9 million mile reduction of traffic and about a 5,000 tons of CO2 reduced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a substantial benefit in terms of the traffic and the emissions reduction. And then that then helps everybody in the community, so that even if you're not in a chain store that could benefit, you're benefiting by the hundreds and hundreds of fewer people on the highway.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of benefits.
Right. And then what makes this a business is that as commute increases, commute time or commute distance increases, so does turnover. And we're talking about the chain stores. So it's banking chains, it's restaurant chains, retail chains, any of those. They tend to have very high turnover. And that those long commutes of their employees are contributing to that turnover, so that when we optimize the employees by location and cut their commutes, they actually see less turnover. But they also see there's so many benefits to the company. Because people aren't driving or taking a bus as far, then they have less tardiness, less absenteeism, better morale, because people don't come in stressed, better productivity, better customer service, and then it all ends up with just a better bottom line. They save a lot of money on their recruiting, hiring, and training, too.
Right. So let's tell the listeners about what your role is. So you like go into companies and tell them exactly what you and I just talked about, and it's kind of a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer in the sense of how obvious and wonderful the benefits are all across
the
board.
Yeah, so the very first thing we'll do is run a company's commuting metrics. So that's part of what our software does.
We're looking
by metropolitan area. So, you know, the Dallas area, the Seattle area, Denver, Phoenix, whichever metropolitan area, we run the commuting metrics on that workforce. So it's just how far does everybody commute and how long does it take them? What are their closer locations that they could possibly be working at? And then it's really a matter of matching people up. That's the beauty of our software. It matches up the plumbing person in Arvada with the plumbing person in Aurora, or, you know, the plumbing person on the west side of Dallas on the east side of Dallas, so that people aren't driving 30 miles or even 12 miles when there's a store only 2 miles away.
Right, right.
Yeah, so what we're able to do, this is a piece I keep forgetting to say, is that when we run those commuting metrics, we will know right off the bat, in a matter of minutes, whether it's 60 or 70 or 80% of that company, that the employees drive past closer stores. And so there's been enough research out there that it's between 55 and 85% of these multi-site, these employees are driving past closer stores, and they don't want to. It's just, people take the job that's available wherever it is when they need it. And then they realize that the drive is so far that then it leads to turnover. It leads to them quitting.
Yeah. So here's an interesting concept. Yes. The employees and the companies are obviously both benefiting. From your vantage point, if you look at it from, I'm going to say two vantage points. Let's pretend like you're an employee within a company. So you look at it from their eyes. Then let's say that you're outside of the company as you are, looking at as the consultant, getting ready to run these commuting metrics. Would you say who thinks that their benefit is going to be the biggest? Would the employee themselves think the benefit of this is going to be so much more to me than the company? Or would the company think the benefit is going to be so great to the company that it's not as great to the employee? Can you, what is your vantage point on that?
An interesting question, but the company knows how, because we work at HR departments, and the company knows how important benefits are to the employees. They know it's a big benefit to the employee, and that's why they know it's a benefit to themselves. Because that's a whole lot of what talent, it's called talent management, and that's a whole lot of what it's about, is when you take care of your customers, when you take care of your employees and you have a good employee culture, then the company benefits from that. People stay longer.
Okay.
They have higher retention.
Yeah.
They provide better customer service. Yeah, and they don't.
Okay.
So it really is. It works both ways.
It does. You're right. It really does. Now, I'm going to carry this a step further into what I'm going to call the pain and pleasure principle, which might have been part of the principle that brought you to see me, right? You might have had some discomfort and pain and didn't want to be in that place. Here's my thought, if we want to throw this out to the listeners, is I am thinking that the employees might be more driven than the company. I'm putting myself in the shoes of both, as I had asked you to do. And I'm thinking, if I was an employee or I owned this company, if I was using the pain-pleasure principle, I think as an employee, I would be more driven to want to call you and have you come into the company and introduce you to my general manager of my company. So is Commute Matters, your company, is it open to employees contacting you directly to ask you to come into the company and meet the general manager of a company? A business model that you would be open to?
It absolutely makes sense. That when I came up with this idea and just started doing some research, of course, a lot of that research was to talk to the people working in these stores or restaurants to see what they thought of the idea. And I used to have a cute little video of a guy getting all excited and clapping his hands, because that was what it looked like to me when I was talking to people, sometimes on the phone, sometimes in person, but they would just, you could see the joy fill their face. And I was just talking about a concept, and they'd say, "Are you kidding? Can I do that? Can I do that now? Does my company participate?" The employee really wants this. And there hasn't, and it's never, it had never been invented before. So the whole concept is pretty new. And as such, it's been difficult to get companies to take notice because, they're already in the business of doing what they do, whether it's selling goods or selling food. They're already doing fine at that business. And they tend to take as a given this high turnover because it's common in those industries. Right.
Sure.
So they're not necessarily looking for a solution like optimizing employees commuting because they have never heard of it before.
Okay. Go ahead.
They haven't been looking for this, and absolutely when the employees start asking for it, it'll start growing.
Yes. So my last final concept with this is, let's say the employees call you, could you then offer, via human resources, via employee benefits programs, could you offer an educational workshop to employees, titling it employee benefits, and then see if the employees got so rallied up that they would then sell the concept to the company. So my final question is, would you go in and do a seminar of sorts to companies?
We would love to do that, absolutely. That actually makes an awful lot of sense, Marlene, where you're describing a way that employees can drive this, and they're the ones that
right.
do want it the most. And because the managers understand that this is why they lose people, that these long commutes are why people quit, then really it's a seminar for those managers because
yeah.
they're the ones that actually implement our program. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I'm going to encourage on the final note here for both human resource personnel, but as well as all employees of any company that is widespread like this, that has a franchise, that has lots of locations, to then contact Bonnie and request one of these educational aspects and then see where it goes from there as far as introducing the world to, of course, a concept that no one thinks they're going to get until they get it.
Well,
so
yeah, and it's
Bonnie, right?
Yeah, can I say one more thing, Marlene?
Definitely. And then my last thing was just to make sure we get your contact information verbally again at the last minute.
Yeah, and we know that even though it's the human resource folks that are doing the talent management, it's very often an operations or a financial manager, usually the CFO or the COO, that makes that decision to implement a program like this.
Mm.
And
okay.
so,
okay.
yeah, those are the people that we're talking to primarily. And then, of course, it's implemented through human resources, but the implementation is pretty simple.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Good.
So give listeners all your contact, your email and your the website once again.
Sure, that's great. It's commutematters.com, so it's those two words put together, commutematters.com, and I'm Bonnie at commutematters.com. And you can also, you know, put Commute Matters into your search bar on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page out there. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. What about an email? Do you have an email we could give listeners?
I might not have said the word email, but that's what I was giving Bonnie at Commute Matters. And, yeah, I think that's everything.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, Bonnie, I want to thank you for being my guest here on the Prinzing Show and being a long-term
mm-hmm.
client of the Prinzing Method, because I love spreading good news and helping people, and I'd like to turn this show into sort of the antithesis of all the other news shows and radio shows that just talk about prep. So I'm so glad to have you here to help me spread some good news and enlighten some people and educate people on new aspects of helping others. So thank you
yeah.
once again.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
All righty. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was a wonderful show that we just had, wasn't it? Well, I have such interesting guests here at the Prinzing Show. So signing off here in a minute or two, I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving us this venue to spread good news and help other people and really give business owners, specifically small business owners such as myself and Bonnie, a platform and a place to begin educating people and helping people. So contacting me is theprinzingmethod.com. Contacting Bonnie at Commute Matters, of course, is commutematters.com. And again, check us out on Blog Talk and or at 4:31 precisely, right after the show I stream. The show on my Facebook page, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So check us out there. And the call-in number, if you ever want to call in during the show time, Wednesdays 4 to 4:30 Mountain Standard Time, the guest call-in number is 347-857-1722. So hope to see you next week again. Thanks for joining us. Again, if you want to be my guest, also contact me. It's Queen Marlene here, Marlene Prinzing of The Prinzing Show and theprinzingmethod.com. Thank you once again. Namaste.